Welcome in, everyone. Ready to dive into the world of B2B-led generation services?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating landscape, and it's constantly evolving.
It really is. Today, we're digging into some insights from Reach Marketing.
Oh, they're a leading agency in this space, for sure.
Yeah, their piece, B2B Lead Generation Services, Solutions for Sustainable Growth, dropped on January 15th, 2025, and it's packed with good stuff.
I was just reading it the other day. They've got some interesting thoughts on how B2B lead generation is shifting, you know?
Okay, give me the TLDR. What's the big change?
Well, it's not just about, like, filling that sales pipeline anymore.
Gotcha. So not just quantity.
Right. It's more about building these, like, long-term partnerships.
I'm liking where this is going. So we're talking strategic alliances, not just a quick transaction.
You got it. Think high-value prospects, the ones that can really move the needle.
So why the change? What's driving this shift towards quality over quantity?
Well, think about it. B2B sales, they often involve complex solutions.
Yeah, and usually a higher price tag, too.
Exactly. So it's not about snagging a ton of individual buyers. It's about nurturing those key relationships that lead to those big long-term wins.
Okay, so what's in it for businesses when they really nail this B2B lead generation thing?
Oh, there are some serious benefits. Reach Marketing breaks down some compelling ones.
I'm all ears.
Well, first off, more sales opportunities.
Makes sense, but go on.
When you're attracting the right leads, the ones who genuinely need your solution, the chances of closing those deals, they just skyrocket.
Okay, yeah. More qualified leads, more potential for revenue. Makes sense. Anything else?
Oh, absolutely. You're also building those really important customer relationships.
How so?
Well, when you're targeting the right prospects and tailoring your approach, you're showing them you get their pain points. You're there to help.
Right. You're speaking their language, showing them you understand their world.
Exactly. And that kind of personalized attention, it builds trust and loyalty.
Which is gold in the B2B world. I get it.
And then there's the data. Effective B2B lead generation gives you, like, insights, you know, what makes your audience tick.
I'm listening.
It shows you what they respond to, what their challenges are, all that.
So you're not just throwing darts in the dark.
Not at all. You're using data to make informed decisions. And that's a huge advantage in this landscape.
Oh, for sure. It's super competitive out there.
It is. And all of this, it leads to a higher ROI, the holy grail, right?
Okay, yeah. ROI, always a good thing.
Targeted campaigns mean you're not wasting resources on dead-end leads.
All right.
And by focusing on those right prospects, you're maximizing your chances of landing those high-value deals.
Okay, so it's about working smarter, not harder.
You got it.
Love it. Okay, those are some big-picture benefits, but Reach Marketing mentions a few other perks too, right?
Oh, yeah. They talk about improved lead quality.
Improved lead quality. Explain that one to me.
It's about weeding out those tire kickers, you know?
Got it. So you can focus on the serious buyers.
Right. They also highlight shorter sales cycles, meaning your team closes deals faster.
Music to any sales team's ears.
And finally, an enhanced competitive advantage.
Okay, let's unpack this. Improved lead quality, that sounds amazing. But how do companies actually achieve that?
It boils down to precise targeting. Think like laser focus instead of a shotgun approach.
Right. You're not just spraying and praying.
Exactly. By using the right data and the right tools, you're making sure you're not wasting time on those who are unlikely to convert. You're honing in on those who genuinely need what you offer.
Makes sense. So what about shortening those sales cycles? How does strong lead generation speed things up?
Well, picture this. Your sales team has a system that flags the hottest prospects.
The one sending all the right signals.
Yes. They can prioritize those leads, move them through the pipeline faster, ultimately close more deals in less time.
Efficiency at its best.
Right. And then that competitive advantage part, it's about staying ahead of the game.
Which is critical in today's market.
Oh, for sure. The businesses that aren't adapting, they're falling behind. The ones who leverage data, targeting, relationship building, they're attracting top clients and driving growth.
They're the ones who are winning.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so B2B lead generation is more important than ever, but how are companies actually doing this? Who are the players making this happen?
Reach Marketing actually gives a great list.
A list of what?
The top 11 B2B lead generation service providers, each with their own strengths and approaches.
Perfect. Well, since we're already talking about Reach Marketing, let's start with them. What makes them stand out?
They've got a really great blend of both agency and software solutions.
So it's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. You get that human expertise combined with powerful technology.
Interesting. What else?
They're known for their expertise in list building, email marketing, database management, even custom application development.
Wow, so they're more than just a software company.
Oh, absolutely. Think of them as a strategic partner.
Okay, I'm sold. What about Cognizm?
Cognizm. If accuracy is your top priority, that's your go-to.
Accuracy, okay. In what sense?
They're all about diamond data.
Diamond data, that sounds fancy.
It means phone-verified mobile numbers for all their contacts.
Oh, so you know you're reaching the right person.
Exactly. No more bouncing emails or disconnected numbers.
That's a game changer. Okay, what about ZoomInfo? I've heard their name before.
ZoomInfo is the database king.
A king.
Well, they've got this massive B2B database, and their search capabilities, they're amazing. You can pinpoint specific prospects based on industry, job title, company size, you name it.
Sounds like a time saver. Okay, so we've got Reach Marketing, the strategic partner, Cognizm, the accuracy champion, and ZoomInfo, the database king. Mm-hmm. Who else should we know about?
Science. They're one to watch.
Okay, what's their deal?
They blend personalized outreach with some really cool AI-driven tools.
So it's not just data. They're actively generating leads.
You got it. And they cover the entire process from start to finish.
Sounds comprehensive. What about Sales Panel?
Sales Panel is all about conversions, turning those website visitors into valuable prospects.
So they're the masters of turning clicks into customers.
You could say that. They specialize in capturing, tracking, and qualifying leads.
Interesting. Okay, what about leadgeneration.com?
They're all about customized campaigns.
That's customized how?
Multi-channel, tailored to each business, targeting both inbound and outbound leads.
So they're making sure you're hitting all the right spots.
Yep. It's a very strategic approach.
Got it. Okay, what about Apollo.io?
Think of them as your one-stop shop for sales engagement.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, they offer this powerful combo of a massive database and really sophisticated outreach tools.
So you can find, connect with, and engage all those potential clients in one place.
You got it. And they even have AI-powered analytics, which is super helpful.
Okay, so it streamlines the whole process.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, what about Lead Genius?
Lead Genius is all about precision. Precision and outbound lead generation.
Precision. So we're talking quality over quantity.
Exactly. They use a combination of AI tools and human researchers to make sure their lists are hyper-targeted and accurate.
No spray and pray tactics. Got it. Okay, so many great providers. Who else is there?
Well, there's SalesLoft. They're big in the sales productivity space.
Okay, how so?
They've got a comprehensive platform for managing, well, every aspect of sales engagement.
Like what specifically?
Everything from creating personalized email templates to streamlining meeting scheduling. And they also offer in-depth analytics.
Oh, so you can really see what's working and what's not.
Exactly.
Okay, that's SalesLoft. What about Upcall?
Upcall is all about the human touch. Well, the human voice, I should say.
The human voice.
Yeah, they specialize in outbound call campaigns. They're bringing back the art of conversation, you know.
Oh, interesting. So even in this digital age, sometimes you just need to pick up the phone.
Exactly.
Okay, last but not least, tell me about Belkins.
Belkins. They're known for their hands-on approach.
Hands-on. Tell me more.
They really tailor their services to each business. They work across a lot of different industries, you know.
Okay, so they're getting into the trenches with their clients.
You could say that.
Wow, so we've got a whole lineup of providers here. It's amazing to see how many different solutions are out there.
It really is. There's a solution for every business and every budget.
Okay, so let's talk about why a business would even choose to work with one of these providers. What are the biggest advantages of outsourcing B2B lead generation?
That's a great question. I think it boils down to four key things. Access to expertise, saving time and resources, scalability, and multi-channel outreach.
Okay, I'm following you. Access to expertise, you're tapping into a team that knows this stuff inside and out.
Yeah, they live and breathe lead generation.
And you're freeing up your internal teams to focus on other priorities, right?
Exactly. Instead of spending hours researching leads and crafting emails, your team can focus on what they do best, closing deals, building relationships, driving revenue.
Working smarter, not harder. I think we've heard that before.
Yeah.
What about scalability?
Scalability is huge. As your business grows, your lead generation needs to keep pace.
But that can be tough to manage internally.
Exactly. These services can adapt to your needs, you know. They ensure you've got a consistent flow of qualified leads no matter how big you get.
Okay, so you're not scrambling to keep up as you grow.
Not at all. You've got a system in place that can handle the growth.
Love that. What about multi-channel outreach?
Multi-channel is crucial. Your ideal clients, they aren't just hanging out in one place. They're on social media, attending webinars, reading blogs, searching for solutions.
They're everywhere.
Exactly. These services use a mix of channels to connect with prospects wherever they are. It maximizes your chances of getting their attention.
So you're casting a wider net, but still being precise.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Reach Marketing also talks about marketing automation as a key to scaling lead generation efforts.
Mm.
Can you break down what that is and how it works?
Oh, marketing automation is a lifesaver. Imagine trying to manage like hundreds or even thousands of leads manually.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It would be. Marketing automation streamlines all those repetitive tasks, and it nurtures leads at scale without sacrificing that personal touch.
So it's not just about blasting out mass emails.
Nope. It's about using technology to make your outreach more efficient and more targeted.
Okay, so what are some key features of marketing automation?
Well, there's lead scoring.
Lead scoring.
It's like a ranking system for your prospects. Based on their actions, their engagement, each lead gets a score, and that score tells you how likely they are to convert.
So you can prioritize as the one showing the most interest.
Exactly. Then there are triggered workflows.
Triggered workflows.
Yeah, these are automated responses based on specific actions. Let's say a lead downloads a white paper, boom, they automatically get a follow-up email with more resources tailored to their interests.
So it's like you have a virtual assistant working in the background.
Right. And then there's performance tracking. Marketing automation gives you real-time data on how your campaigns are doing.
So you can see what's working, what's not.
Exactly. And you can make data-driven decisions to improve your ROI.
Love it. You're not just automating tasks. You're getting smarter about your strategy overall.
Right. And Reach Marketing really emphasizes three key benefits of marketing automation: faster lead nurturing, more personalization, and increased sales efficiency.
Let's break those down. Faster lead nurturing.
Remember, automation lets you deliver timely and relevant content to prospects without you even having to think about it. So leads move through the funnel more efficiently, and you're building stronger relationships in less time.
So you're always one step ahead.
Exactly.
What about enhanced personalization? How does automation make that possible?
It's those triggered workflows we were talking about. By tracking behavior and segmenting your audience, you can deliver content that speaks directly to their interests.
So even though it's automated, it feels personalized.
Exactly.
Okay, and what about increased sales efficiency?
Well, when your sales team gets those qualified leads and the insights from the automation, they can focus on what really matters, closing deals.
Right, no more chasing after dead-end leads.
Exactly.
Okay, we've covered marketing automation. But Reach Marketing also stresses personalized lead scoring and qualification. Why is it so important to remember that not all leads are created equal?
You don't want your sales team chasing after every single lead that comes in, right? Some are just not good fit.
Right. So how do you figure out which prospects are the ones most likely to convert?
Reach Marketing uses this really sophisticated lead scoring model. It analyzes a ton of factors to figure out which leads are most likely to become paying customers.
Okay, so give me the details. What kind of factors?
They look at engagement metrics, demographic fit, even behavioral triggers.
Okay, let's break those down one by one. What are engagement metrics?
Well, it's about tracking how a prospect interacts with your brand.
Right.
Are they opening your emails, clicking links, downloading stuff, attending webinars, all that good stuff.
Okay, so the more they interact, the higher their score.
Exactly. It shows they're interested. Then you've got demographic fit.
Demographic fit.
Yeah.
So making sure they align with your ideal customer profile.
Exactly. You're looking at things like their job title, industry, company size, all that.
Makes sense. So you're not wasting time on leads who are probably not going to buy anyway.
Exactly. Then you've got those behavioral triggers.
Okay, behavioral triggers. What are those?
Those are the actions that show a prospect is getting serious.
Serious about buying?
Yeah. Like if they visit your pricing page a bunch of times or request a demo, things like that.
Ah, got it. So they're moving closer to a decision. Reach Marketing mentions a lead scoring range table. Can you give us an example of how that might work?
Sure. Let's say leads with scores from 80 to 100 are considered hot leads. Those are the ones ready for immediate follow-up from sales.
Okay, so they're the priority.
Exactly. Then those scoring, say, 50 to 79, they might need a little more nurturing. And then below 50, those are probably low priority or maybe even disqualified.
So it's like a triage system for your leads.
You got it.
Okay, so we've talked about scoring. But Reach Marketing also talks about the role of technology in all of this.
Oh, technology is a game changer.
In what ways?
Reach Marketing is big on AI, predictive analytics, all those cutting edge tools.
So they're using technology to make lead generation smarter.
Way smarter. And faster and more effective.
Okay, give me some specifics. What kind of technologies are we talking about?
Well, first, there's CRM integration. That's all about making sure your marketing and sales systems are talking to each other.
So everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. Then you got AI-powered predictive analytics.
Okay, that sounds futuristic.
It is. AI analyzes tons of historical data to predict which prospects are most likely to buy.
So it's like having a crystal ball.
Kind of. And then there's A-B testing.
A-B testing. Remind me what that is.
It's where you test different versions of your marketing materials to see what performs best.
So you can optimize your campaigns based on data.
Exactly.
Okay, so reach marketing is big on data and technology. But they also emphasize the importance of measurable business outcomes. It's not just about generating leads. It's about getting results.
Right. Absolutely. They track key performance indicators, KPIs, to make sure every campaign is delivering.
So it's not just about vanity metrics.
Nope. It's about the numbers that really matter to your bottom line. Things like lead conversion rate, cost per lead, sales cycle duration.
So they're holding themselves accountable for delivering results.
Exactly.
Okay, so reach marketing seems to have a good grasp on the key elements of a strong B2B lead generation strategy. What are some of those elements?
They highlight 7 key pillars, and it all starts with market research and ideal customer profiling.
You've got to know who you're targeting, right?
Exactly. If you don't understand your target audience, you're just wasting time and money.
So how do you go about building that ideal customer profile?
It's a process. You start by analyzing your existing customers. Look for common characteristics, their industry, their size, the types of problems they're facing.
Okay, so you're finding those patterns.
Right. But you don't stop there. You need to gather behavioral data, too.
Behavioral data? What's that?
It's understanding how prospects are interacting with your brand, what pages they visit, what they download, all that.
So you're seeing what they're interested in.
Exactly. And then there's firmographic and technographic data that gives you insights into their company size, revenue, and what kind of technology they use.
You're really getting a deep understanding of these businesses.
You have to. And then you segment your ideal customer profile based on their pain points.
Pain points. Okay. So what are they struggling with? What keeps them up at night?
Exactly. And by understanding their pain points, you can tailor your message to show them how you can solve their problems.
Okay. So you're not just selling, you're providing solutions.
Precisely. And reach marketing actually provides a great example of this.
An example?
Yeah. An ICP segmentation table.
Oh, cool. Can we see that?
Sure. Imagine you're targeting 3 different segments. Segment A is SaaS companies with 50 to 200 employees, and the key decision maker is the CTO. Their big problem is scaling their infrastructure.
Okay, got it. What about segment B?
Segment B could be manufacturing companies, maybe 200 to 500 employees. The operations director is in charge, and they're all about reducing production costs.
Interesting. And segment C?
Segment C, let's say those are healthcare organizations with over 500 employees. Procurement is their focus, and they need to improve their speed.
Okay, so you're breaking down your ideal customer profile into these distinct groups.
Yep, each with their own characteristics and their own needs.
So you can tailor your message to each one.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, we've talked about the audience, but what about the content? Reach Marketing says high-quality content is key for attracting and nurturing those prospects.
Oh, content is king, for sure.
Well, why?
When you provide valuable, informative content that actually addresses their problems, you're building trust. Mm-hmm. You're positioning yourself as an expert.
So you're not just selling.
No, you're educating, you're providing value. You become a resource, someone they can trust.
Okay, makes sense. What kind of content are we talking about?
Reach Marketing lists a bunch of different types. There are white papers and ebooks for thought leadership.
Okay, so those are the in-depth pieces.
Right. And case studies are great for social proof. Show them how you've helped other businesses like theirs.
So they can see real results.
Exactly. And then webinars and virtual events are great for engagement and interaction.
So it's like a live Q&A session.
Yep, exactly. And then, of course, the blog post. Shorter, more digestible pieces of content to drive traffic and keep your website fresh.
Always good for SEO, too.
Right. And infographics, those are great for explaining complex information visually.
Oh, yeah. Infographics are super popular these days. So many different types of content to choose from. But how do you know which type to use at each stage of the buyer's journey?
That's where the content funnel strategy comes in.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Think of it like a roadmap for your content. At the top of the funnel, prospects are just becoming aware of their problem.
Okay, so they're just starting their research.
Exactly. So your content there needs to be broad, informative, focus on general trends.
So blog posts, infographics, that kind of thing.
Perfect for the top of the funnel. Then you've got the middle of the funnel.
Where they're starting to consider solutions.
Right. Now they're comparing options, looking for social proof. That's where white papers, case studies, comparison guides come in.
Okay, some more detailed information.
Right. And then at the bottom of the funnel, they're ready to make a decision.
Decision time.
Exactly. Now you need to focus on overcoming objections, providing reassurance, webinars, product demos, free trials, that kind of stuff.
So you're making it easy for them to say yes.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's all about providing the right content at the right time. Now, Reach Marketing talks about personalization at scale. How do you deliver that personalized experience to a large audience?
It might seem tricky, but technology is making it easier than ever. Data is the key.
Data. Okay.
The more you know about your prospects, the better you can personalize your interactions.
So it's all about using data to tailor the experience.
Exactly. Reach Marketing breaks it down into three levels: email personalization, website personalization, and content recommendations.
Okay. Tell me about email personalization.
It's about going beyond just using their name. You can tailor the entire email based on their industry, their job title, what they've clicked on before.
So it feels like you're speaking directly to them.
Exactly. And then there's website personalization.
So you're customizing their experience on your website.
Yep. You can show them relevant content, recommend products, even greet them by name.
It's like you're reading their minds.
Kind of. And then content recommendations, those are like the you might also like suggestions you see online.
Right. Based on what you've viewed or purchased before.
Exactly. So you're proactively giving them valuable information and guiding them towards a decision.
Okay. Makes sense. Reach Marketing mentioned some tools that make personalization possible.
Oh, yeah. There are some great ones out there.
Like what?
Well, HubSpot and Marketo are the big names in marketing automation. They've got all the bells and whistles.
Is that Drift?
Drift is great for conversational marketing.
Right, those chatbots that pop up on websites.
Exactly. And then Clearbit is a really powerful tool for enriching your data.
Okay, so it's all about using the right tools to make personalization happen.
Yes.
It's amazing to see how technology is helping us build those deeper relationships with our clients.
It really is. The future of B2B lead generation is all about making those connections more meaningful and more personalized. So we've talked about personalization, but there's another layer to this whole thing.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's this next layer?
It's understanding the customer journey. You know, how all those different interactions, those touch points, contribute to the final conversion.
So we're getting into the nitty-gritty of how all those pieces fit together.
Exactly. Reach Marketing dives into multi-touch attribution and advanced analytics to explain it.
Okay, let's break that down. What's multi-touch attribution?
Imagine a prospect, right? They see your ad on social media.
Okay, so that's their first interaction.
Right. Then they visit your website, download something, maybe attend a webinar, and finally, they fill out that contact form.
So each of those interactions, those are the touch points.
Exactly. And multi-touch attribution helps us figure out which of those touch points were the most important in pushing them towards becoming a customer.
Okay, so it's like figuring out which marketing efforts are really moving the needle.
Exactly. But there are different ways to measure this, different models, you know?
Okay, give me the rundown. What are the different models?
Well, there's first touch attribution. That gives all the credit to the very first interaction.
So if they clicked on a social media ad first, that gets all the credit.
Right. Then there's last touch attribution, which focuses on the last interaction before they convert.
Okay, so those seem pretty straightforward. What about the models in between those two?
Those are the interesting ones. You've got linear attribution. That distributes credit evenly across all the touch points.
So every interaction gets equal weight.
Yep. And then there's time decay attribution, which gives more credit to the interactions that happened closer to the conversion.
Ah, so the thinking is that those more recent touch points might have had a bigger impact.
Exactly.
Now, Reach Marketing gives an example of how this analysis might break down across different channels. Can you walk me through that?
Sure. Let's say paid search drives 30% of first touch conversions, but only 10% of last touch conversions.
Interesting. So the initial click on the ad might have gotten them in the door, but something else pushed them over the edge.
Right. And then with a linear attribution model, paid search might be responsible for 20% of conversions overall.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this works.
And you'd look at that breakdown for all your channels, organic search, email marketing, social media, and so on. It gives you a really clear picture of what's driving results.
So it's a powerful tool for understanding which marketing efforts are really working.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about measuring those touch points, but let's go back to lead scoring. Reach Marketing talks about taking lead scoring to the next level with these advanced techniques.
Those basic models, they're okay, but they only get you so far.
So what's the next level?
Reach Marketing highlights how machine learning can make those scores way more accurate, and it does it over time, which is cool.
Okay, so it's like the AI is constantly learning and getting better at predicting who's going to buy.
Exactly. The algorithm analyzes tons of data. We're talking demographics, engagement, behavior triggers, even sales interactions, and it finds patterns.
So can I identify those leads that are most likely to convert?
Exactly.
So what kind of factors influence these advanced lead scores?
Well, you still got that demographic fit we talked about. You know, is this lead a good match for our ideal customer profile? But then you've got engagement level. Are they actively engaging with our content? And then behavioral triggers, are they visiting pricing pages, downloading resources, all those good signs.
Okay, so you're really digging deep into their behavior.
And the algorithm looks at sales readiness too. You know, how are they interacting with the sales team? Are they asking the right questions?
So you're getting a complete picture of the prospect, not just a snapshot.
Exactly. Reach Marketing actually gives a good example in showing this. It's like, imagine three leads, lead A, lead B, and lead C. Lead A looks great on paper, right? Demographics, high engagement, but no buying signals yet.
So they get a moderate score.
Right. But then you've got lead B. Maybe their demographics aren't perfect, but they've been checking out your pricing and requesting demos.
So they get a higher score.
Way higher. And then lead C, they might have good demographics and engagement, but they're hesitant when talking to sales.
So they might score lower.
Exactly. Right. It's all about those buying signals.
Okay, so it's a more nuanced way to score leads, not just based on surface level stuff. Now, we can't talk about technology without talking about AI and machine learning. Reach Marketing dedicates a whole section to how those are impacting B2B lead generation.
Oh yeah, they're like the power couple of lead generation.
Okay, tell me why they're so transformative.
Well, they're automating those tedious tasks, they're making targeting more accurate, and they're giving us insights we never would have had before.
So like, are we all gonna be replaced by robots?
Huh, not quite. But AI is definitely changing things. Reach Marketing talks about some really interesting applications like predictive analytics. We've already touched on that.
Right, the crystal ball stuff.
Exactly. But then they also talk about chatbot automation.
Oh, those little chat windows that pop up on websites.
Yep. Those are getting really good at engaging with prospects, answering their questions, even qualifying leads.
So they're like a 247 sales team.
Kind of. And AI is helping us optimize our content, too. Like, you know, analyzing how people interact with it to figure out what resonates, what drives traffic.
So we can create better content.
Exactly. And then there's AI-powered sales forecasting.
Oh, cool. So we can predict the future of our sales.
In a way, yeah. It's about using data to anticipate trends and make smarter decisions.
Okay, that's pretty powerful. Now, Reach Marketing also talks about account-based marketing. Or ABM.
ABM is really interesting.
What's the deal with ABM?
It's all about targeting those really high-value accounts. Instead of casting a wide net, you focus on a few specific companies, and you really tailor your approach to them.
So it's super personalized.
Very. Reach Marketing lays out a framework for it. You start by identifying those target accounts, the ones with the biggest potential. Then you really dive deep into their business. What are their challenges? What are their goals? Who are the decision makers?
So you're doing your homework before you even reach out.
Exactly. And then you create a personalized campaign just for them. Custom content, messaging, maybe even dedicated landing pages.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It is, but it can be really effective. Reach Marketing says ABM leads to bigger deals, better alignment between sales and marketing, and higher win rates.
Okay, so it's worth the effort. What about inbound and outbound strategies?
Yeah.
Reach Marketing says you need both, right?
Absolutely. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about using the right approach at the right time. Sometimes you need to be proactive and go after those leads. Other times, it's about attracting them organically.
Okay, so let's break that down. What's inbound lead generation all about?
Inbound is like creating a magnet, you know?
Yeah.
You're attracting prospects with valuable content, SEO, social media. You're giving them something they want.
So you're pulling them in rather than pushing your message on them.
Exactly.
What are some of the key channels for inbound?
Content marketing is huge. Blogs, white papers, ebooks, anything that provides value and positions you as a thought leader. Then you've got SEO, making sure your content is easy to find online. And of course, social media.
So you're building relationships, sharing content, getting your name out there.
Right. And webinars and virtual events are great too. They give you a chance to interact with prospects in real time.
Okay, so a lot of different ways to do inbound. Bridging Marketing has this helpful table summarizing all those channels.
Yeah.
Can you give me a quick overview?
Sure. Blog content is about driving traffic and educating prospects. So track things like organic traffic and time on page to see how well it's performing.
Makes sense. What about white papers and reports?
Those are for building authority and capturing contact information. So focus on downloads and lead conversions.
Okay, got it. Social media.
Social media is about building relationships and visibility. So track your followers, your engagement rate, the quality of your interactions.
Okay. And SEO.
SEO is about ranking high in search results. So you want to track your rankings and the number of organic leads you're getting.
Okay, so you're measuring your progress and making sure your efforts are actually paying off. What about best practices for inbound? Any tips for making those strategies even stronger?
Reach Marketing talks about optimizing for intent. You know, understanding what your prospects are actually searching for and creating content that aligns with their needs.
So not just creating content for the sake of creating content.
Right. It has to be relevant and valuable. They also emphasize the importance of clear calls to action. Tell people what you want them to do.
Download this, request a demo, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And don't forget about lead nurturing. Use those email drip campaigns to stay top of mind.
So you're building those relationships over time.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered inbound. Let's shift gears and talk about outbound.
Outbound is all about taking a more proactive approach.
Proactive? In what sense?
You're reaching out directly to potential clients, even if they haven't heard of you before.
So you're initiating the conversation.
Exactly. And there are a few different ways to do that. Cold email campaigns are still pretty popular.
Cold email? Doesn't that have a bad rap?
It can, if you're not doing it right. The key is personalization.
So you're not just blasting out generic messages.
No way.
Yeah.
You need to tailor each email to the individual recipient, make it relevant, address their pain points.
So what are some best practices for cold email?
Reach Marketing says to personalize that subject line, make sure your message is short and focused on their benefits, and always include a clear call to action.
So you're making it easy for them to respond. What about cold calling? Is that still a thing?
It definitely can be. It's a chance to have that real-time conversation, build rapport, answer questions on the spot.
Sometimes you just need to pick up the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just make sure you do your research first.
Yeah.
Understand their business, know their pain points, be prepared to answer their questions.
So be prepared to have a real conversation, not just read a script.
Exactly.
Now, we talked about ABM earlier, but Reach Marketing brings it up again in the context of outbound.
ABM is a great example of a blended approach. You're combining those proactive outreach efforts with that deep personalization we talked about.
Okay, so you're identifying those high-value accounts and creating custom campaigns just for them.
Right.
What other outbound techniques are out there?
Social selling is getting really popular.
Social selling, what's that?
It's about using social media, especially LinkedIn, to engage with prospects, build relationships, and generate leads.
So you're not just using social media to post ads?
No, you're being active, sharing valuable content, participating in discussions, connecting with people.
So you're building those relationships online first.
Exactly. Reach Marketing has a helpful table summarizing those outbound techniques, along with the pros and cons.
Okay, give me a quick rundown.
Sure. Cold email is great because it's scalable and cost-effective, but you need to be careful about those low response rates if you're not personalizing your messages. Cold calling is great for immediate interaction, but you might face a lot of rejection. ABM can generate a high return on investment for those big deals, but it takes a lot of resources. Mm. And social selling is all about building those long-term relationships, but it takes time and consistent effort.
Okay, so each technique has its own strengths and weaknesses. It's about choosing the right approach for your business and your goals. Now, Reach Marketing also talks about enhancing lead nurturing with marketing automation.
Oh, yeah. Lead nurturing is so important in B2B, especially since those sales cycles can be pretty long.
So you need to stay top of mind.
Exactly. You're building trust, providing value, guiding them through that decision-making process. And marketing automation helps you do all of that more efficiently.
So it's like your secret weapon for staying organized and keeping those prospects warm.
You could say that. Think of it as your virtual assistant, delivering targeted emails, personalizing content recommendations, making sure you're following up at the right times.
So you're not overwhelming them, but you're also not letting them forget about you.
Right.
Now, Reach Marketing breaks down the stages of lead nurturing. Can you walk me through those stages?
Sure. It starts with awareness. That's when prospects are just starting to realize they have a problem or a need.
So they're in the research phase.
Exactly. You want to educate them, help them understand their problem better, position yourself as a resource they can trust.
Got it. What's next?
Then you've got consideration. Now they've identified their problem and they're actively looking for solutions.
So they're comparing their options.
Exactly. This is where you need to showcase your solution and how it can solve their specific needs. Provide evidence, case studies, anything that builds credibility.
So you're showing them why you're the best choice.
Right. And then the final stage is decision.
Decision time.
Yep. Now they've done their research. They're ready to buy. Your job now is to make it easy for them to choose you.
Okay. So remove any roadblocks, answer any remaining questions, make the process as smooth as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we've got those stages of lead nurturing. Now, reach marketing also stresses the importance of a lead qualification framework.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial. You need to figure out which leads are actually worth pursuing. Not all leads are created equal, you know?
Right, so how do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Reach marketing talks about two popular models, BANT and CHAMP. BANT stands for budget, authority, need, and timing.
Okay, so budget, can they afford your solution? Authority, are they the decision maker? Need, do they actually have a problem you can solve? And timing, are they ready to buy now?
Exactly. If they meet all four criteria, they're a highly qualified lead.
Makes sense. What about CHAMP?
CHAMP is similar, but it focuses more on understanding the lead's challenges. It stands for challenges, authority, money, and prioritization.
Okay, so you're digging a little deeper into their specific situation.
Right. Reach marketing actually includes a table that breaks down both models and when to use them.
That's cool. Okay, so we've talked about scoring, qualification, nurturing. What else do we need to know about B2B lead generation?
Reach marketing provides a nice recap of all the key strategies we've talked about.
Hit me with the highlights.
Content marketing, SEO, social media, email marketing, webinars, all the important stuff. They also emphasize lead nurturing, using AI for lead scoring, and implementing ABM and predictive analytics.
Okay, so it's a multifaceted approach. You need all these tools in your toolbox.
Exactly. And they also have a table defining those core lead generation metrics and their goals.
Okay, let's talk metrics. Which ones are the most important?
Well, you've got lead conversion rate. That's the percentage of leads who become customers. Mm-hmm. The higher, the better, right?
Right, so you're not just generating leads. You're making sure they're actually converting.
Exactly. Then there's cost per lead. You want to keep that as low as possible. It's all about getting the most bang for your buck.
Okay, so efficiency matters. What else?
They talk about marketing qualified leads and sales qualified leads. Those are the leads who are ready for the next step in the process.
Okay, so you're making sure the right leads are getting passed along to the right people. What about the overall cost of acquiring a customer? And how much are they worth to you in the long run?
Those are important too. Customer acquisition cost, or K, tells you how much it costs to get a new customer. And then lifetime value, or LTV, tells you how much revenue you can expect from that customer over their lifetime.
So you want to keep your acquisition costs low and your lifetime value high.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Now, reach marketing ends by looking at those emerging trends that are shaping the future of B2B lead generation. What's coming next?
It's a really exciting time to be in this space. There are so many cool innovations happening.
Okay, give me some examples. What are some of the things we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, AI-powered lead scoring is only getting better. As AI gets smarter, we can expect even more accurate predictions about which leads are most likely to buy.
So the crystal ball is getting clearer.
Exactly. Interactive content is another big one. Things like quizzes, assessments, calculators, they're really engaging, and they can help you qualify leads and gather valuable data.
Okay, so make it fun and interactive.
Exactly. And then there's conversational marketing. Those chatbots are becoming more sophisticated, you know? They can answer questions, provide support, even help close deals.
So they're more than just a novelty now.
Oh, yeah. They're becoming a real force in B2B lead generation. And finally, reach marketing talks about the growing importance of sustainability and ethical marketing.
So it's not just about making money anymore, it's about doing good.
Exactly. People are looking for companies that share their values. They want to support businesses that are making a positive impact.
Makes sense. Okay, so a lot to think about there. Let's circle back to reach marketing. and their approach to B2B lead generation. How do they bring all these elements together?
Reach marketing takes a really comprehensive approach. They look at every stage of the funnel, from initial awareness all the way through to conversion.
So they're not just focused on one piece of the puzzle.
Right. And they blend data, technology, and multi-channel engagement to create a really effective strategy for their clients.
So they're customizing their approach based on the specific needs of each business.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm sold. What are some of the key elements of their strategy?
Well, they focus on data-centric targeting and multi-channel outreach.
Okay, break those down for me.
Data-centric targeting is all about using data to figure out who your ideal customers are. They look at things like company size, industry, technology used, even past behavior.
So they're using data to make sure they're reaching the right people.
Exactly. And then multi-channel outreach is about using a variety of channels to connect with those prospects.
Okay, so not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right. They use email marketing, content marketing, social media, SEO, paid advertising, all those different channels working together to reach prospects at different stages of their journey.
So what are the advantages of using multiple channels?
Well, it diversifies your lead sources. So you're not relying on just one channel to generate leads.
Okay, makes sense. What else?
It increases your visibility. People are seeing your brand everywhere they go. And it also improves your conversion rates. Those multiple interactions build trust and make people more likely to buy from you.
So it's a win-win-win.
Exactly.
So much to think about here. We've talked about a lot of different approaches to B2B lead generation, but what do you think the future holds? How will companies connect with their ideal clients in, you know, the years to come?
Well, it's definitely an exciting time to be in this space. Things are changing so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
What's got you excited?
The lines are getting blurry. You know, sales, marketing, technology, they're all merging together. Yeah, it's not just about having a great product anymore. You need to be smart about how you reach people.
Exactly. It's all about data now. You have to have a data-driven approach if you want to succeed. The right people, the right time, the right message.
It feels like the bar keeps getting higher.
It does. Businesses have to step up their game.
So what's next? What's the future look like?
Well, I think we're moving towards a world where everything is personalized. AI is going to play a bigger and bigger role.
AI, huh?
So,
predicting our every need.
Maybe not every need, but definitely helping us understand what our customers want and how to reach them.
Okay, what about technology in general?
Oh, technology is going to be key. The companies that embrace it, the ones that stay ahead of the curve, they're going to be the winners.
So it's about being adaptable. Being willing to change.
Exactly.
Okay, so much good stuff in this deep dive. If you want to dig deeper, Reach Marketing has a ton of resources on their website.
Yeah, check out their blog, their white papers, case studies, they've got it all.
Oh, and don't forget that list of B2B lead generation service providers we talked about.
Right, there's a solution out there for every business.
Exactly. Whether you're just getting started or you're looking to take your strategy to the next level, there's help out there.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to reach out to those experts. They can help you figure out the best approach for your business.
Great advice. This has been an amazing deep dive into the world of B2B lead generation. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating topic.